News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Roisin Kelly, writer for the Sunday Times. Is the gym in danger of being taken over by fitness influencers? God help us.
I mean, yeah, I think so. There's tripods seem to be popping up everywhere with fitfluencers filming themselves doing squats and lunges. And unfortunately, that involves other people trying to use the gym ending up in the background of the videos.
Sorry, people actually set up a tripod and a camera.
Yeah.
To what? To film themselves using the equipment?
To film themselves doing squats, lunges, pull-ups, various things, because they're creating content for social media. And they're not necessarily, these aren't necessarily fitness industry professionals. They're fitfluencers. So maybe people who, look in great shape and do use the gym, but want to film themselves doing it for content. But it's difficult, isn't it? Because obviously everyone else wants to just use the gym.
Yeah. So if you happen to be in shot, I mean, what is the legal position? Are you entitled to do that? Or is there privacy issues involved?
Most gyms now have in their sort of terms and conditions or in their small print, got guidance that says that basically if you're filming in the gym and there is anyone else in your video, whether that's intentionally or by accident, you need their permission to film in the first place, and that you also need their permission if you're going to then post that video on social media. However, from what I see on my feed and from what I see going on in the gym, it's very hard to police that. There's also supposed to be rules like no taking pictures in the changing rooms. But, people always take picture in the mirror of a changing room. So, how can they really be enforcing it apart from telling people, hey, put your tripod down?
Is it causing tension? I mean, do people challenge? Have we heard anecdotal stories of people being challenged about filming?
Yeah, so there's videos all over this is what I mean about social media. So now it's become a thing for people to create content where they're filming someone being rude in the gym, telling someone, you're in my shot, you're ruining my video. And they then create content from that. But yeah, on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, everywhere, there's videos of people getting into arguments in the gym because, if you're filming, that's your problem sort of thing. If someone walks through your shop by accident to go and get a bit of equipment, it's a gym at the end of the day.
Yeah. So look, what's the best way of dealing? I mean, is it up to gyms to police this, to put in sort of etiquette rules for how to behave and then police that? Is that the best solution?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose so. It is tricky because social media does exist now, and a lot of people with fitness businesses, they gain clients and earn money through content. So they do need to film. However, fitness professionals, I think you will find, will never make someone else feel uncomfortable in the gym, whether that's by filming or whatever else. So I think it is for the gyms to sort of go up to people and say, hey, you can't set up a tripod there because you're getting literally everyone else in the gym in your shot. And just to implement some rules, really. But I suppose everyone else just needs to have some common decency and respect for each other too.
Yeah, makes sense. Roisin Kelly, a writer for the Sunday Times, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 107.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.